We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch discussing the concept of Bar Mitzvah. A question that I saw is that a yeshiva bought a building, apartment, for as a dormitory. But the neighbor says that I'm a Bar Mitzvah. Is there a claim of Bar Mitzvah versus a yeshiva as well? So the pious can say that here maybe there is no din of Bar Mitzvah. The Shas Tshuvas Bnei Aaron Simon Chavches quotes the Divrei Goinim, a situation where Reuven is the Gizbei Ir, and he bought homes from Shimon for the purpose to build a shul. And now the neighbors come and claim Bar Mitzvah. So the Bnei Aaron says, the Divrei Goinim says that the people who bought it for the shul will prevail. Number one, he says, as Al Gemara here on Daf Kuf Chesom and Beis says, that when there's a Yosem, there's no din of Bar Mitzvah. So he wants to say that certainly members of the community, there must be a Yosem. And by Yosemim, there is no din of Bar Mitzvah. Another point he makes is, as we learned in our Gemara, in a situation where the buyer could claim that I would not be able to find property elsewhere, there we don't say the concept of Bar Mitzvah. And here too, it's very possible that the yeshiva will not find another apartment for a dormitory. The community will not be able to necessarily find another property to build a shul on, and therefore we don't say Bar Mitzvah. Also, there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Chaim, Chelek Beis, Chayshe Mishpat Simen Yudches. He says that when it comes to being a Rebbe of Talmidim, there is no Bar Mitzvah. And he says, therefore, if somebody rented an apartment, and now somebody else rents that apartment for a yeshiva, and now the neighbor says, I would have preferred to rent that apartment, that store, for whatever purpose. And normally, the rules of Din of Bar Mitzvah ought to apply. Here, we don't say Din of Bar Mitzvah. He says, because teaching Jewish children Torah supersedes everything else. And according to the concept that we, so to speak, spoke about in our previous shiur, because Vasisa HaYoshev HaToiv is not a hard and fast rule. It's not like the Torah said specifically there's a din of Bar Mitzvah. The Torah says Vasisa HaYoshev HaToiv, you should do what's right. And that means you have to judge every situation individually. And sometimes the Sisa V'Yoshev HaToiv is to make a place for children to learn Torah more important. Moreover, the Chushukei Chemed wants to suggest that the din of Bar Mitzvah was said to individuals. It wasn't said to a yeshiva who doesn't represent a individual. Another interesting question. Somebody owns an apartment in the same house that he lives in, and he wants to sell that apartment to his father in order that he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibra Avein, help take care of his father. But there's a neighbor, and the neighbor claims, I'm a Bar Mitzvah. do we say the concept of bar mitzvah over here? So going back to what we discussed in our previous shiurim, it really maybe depends on the machloikas rishonim of Rashi and the Meiri. We quoted a machloikas rishonim of Rashi and Meiri when the Gemara said, Shochin b'talmud chochem, talmud chochem koidem. How do we understand that Gemara? Rashi says, we're not referring to a situation where the shochin is a bar mitzvah. Because Rashi says, where the shochin is a bar mitzvah, the shochin, the neighbor, always goes first. Rashi says it was referring to a situation where there is no bar mitzvah involved. And I'm selling an apartment. And the question is, who goes first? Who should I choose to sell the apartment to? I can sell the apartment to a talmid chacham, or I can sell the apartment to a neighbor. To that, the Gemara says, sell the apartment to a talmid chacham first. But that seems to say that if there's a bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah always comes first. The Meiri, as we quoted, has a different understanding of that Gemara. The Meiri understands the Gemara that the Shochet is indeed a bar mitzvah. But even though that the Shochet is a bar mitzvah, the Talmud Chacham comes first because we have to give the Talmud Chacham opportunity. So according to Rashi's interpretation, bar mitzvah supersedes a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara, earlier in our Masechta, taught us, Avedus Rabbi, Avedus Aviv, Avedus Rabbi Kadens. If there's a question of returning an Aveda to a father, or returning an Aveda to a Talmud, to your Rebbe, Avedus Rabbi Kadens, because of the mitzvah of showing covet to the Talmud Chacham. So if according to Rashi, we're supposed to, the Din Bar Mitzvah supersedes the Din of a Talmud Chacham, certainly, according to Rashi, the Din of Bar Mitzvah will supersede to the Din of Kibbutz Aveim. According to the Meiri, probably that would not be the Din. What would be the halacha where somebody has an apartment and he wants to sell the apartment? Somebody owns two apartments, one next to each other, and he wants to sell one of his apartments. So he sells he finds a customer to buy that apartment. Now, the neighbor comes and says, I'm a bar mitzvah, and I should get the apartment. So the seller says, to you, I don't want to sell the apartment, because now it's going to turn out that you will be my neighbor, and I don't want you to be my neighbor. What's the halacha? So the Gemara Masechta and our Gemara taught us, Hani Zuzi Tavi, Vahani Zuzi Tekili, where the buyer is prepared to pay good money, and the other one is paying money that's not as good, Leslay Bishon Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Then the rule of Dina de Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply, because the seller is losing out by selling it to the neighbor, he's not going to get such good quality money. So, if the seller has a right to say that I refuse to sell it to the neighbor because the money he's giving me the money, just it's not the same good quality money, is a reason not to have to follow the rule of bar mitzvah. Certainly, to having a person who's a neighbor whom I don't want as a neighbor is a good reason as well. What about a situation where I am prepared to sell apartment, sell my property to my neighbor. But I'm afraid that if I sell this to my bar mitzvah, my neighbors will be upset. They'll say, we don't want this person to have more apartments in this building. We're concerned what this person will do in that apartment. And therefore, even though I am prepared to follow the halacha of bar mitzvah, need I take into consideration the feelings of the other neighbors? So the Paiskim want to say that a person's reputation is also valuable. And since a person's reputation is also valuable, and I don't want to ruin my reputation with my neighbors, or even if they'll be former neighbors, that is a good enough reason to say bar mitzvah. Moreover, when we speak about the din of bar mitzvah, when it comes to selling apartments, it's only in a situation where I sell an apartment and my neighbor will have a material gain by being able to buy that apartment, which he couldn't have with another apartment. What do I mean to say? That let's say I own an apartment in a building. So if my next door neighbor will buy the apartment, he'll be able to combine the two apartments together and have one nice big apartment. Or my neighbor upstairs will be able to create a two-floor apartment, one nice big apartment. But if it's a situation that selling the apartment, he won't get a bigger apartment, there we don't say the concept of bar mitzvah. And that is based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, ifsik mishnisa, if there's no way for the two properties that are next to each other for one to get into the other, we don't say bar mitzvah. We only say bar mitzvah where my neighbor can have a material gain by having that apartment. Otherwise, there is no point of bar mitzvah.